Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific time, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Central time, and 9:40 Eastern time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90, or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the digit for anti-aging. Frank says he's been seeing these pop up on other podcast services, so definitely worth looking into if you've got a favorite one if you don't like SoundCloud. Those calls are archived back more than 14 years at this point. Just there's a wealth of information there. For those of you that do not know who I am, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. If you're listening to this and it's a podcast and you wish to catch us live, dial into 712-775-8972. And when it prompts for the conference code, put in 910022 to join us live, and we would be delighted to have you along with us. As I said, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon. I come to you with an education background, but a huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise going back, more than four decades. Just because, I had grandparents that didn't have the best of health, and I really did not want to travel down some of the health challenging paths that they did. And so I've done many things to kind of not follow down those paths over the years, including the TR90 program. Love the TR90 program. I really like that when they redesigned it, they actually put the nutrition, the supplements, the exercise all into a complete package. And my understanding is that they're taking a look at it, reinventing it again. And so when they do that, it will be new and improved, and it'll be just absolutely lovely. So when you're first starting out with that TR90 program, it's your one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best, but if you're not able to do that, which I was not able to about 35 to 40% of the time, take them with your meals. Still works. It definitely worked for me. I would assume that it would work for you. Your results may vary. 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Those fruits and vegetables will give you your macronutrients, which are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats. Your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and minerals, and fiber. Fiber helps in two ways, one of which is with satiety or that feeling of fullness. The other way that fiber helps is for good digestive health. And for that, guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily. And ladies, we need about 32 grams of fiber for that good digestive health. If you're getting all that fiber, you'll want to get up and get moving. 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week. Definitely can do more than that, but this is sort of your bottom baseline for exercise. It's really important to get that exercise in. It tones you up. It slims you down. It does just a multitude of things. If you're doing moderate to heavy exercise, then you need to be looking at hydration. Your baseline for hydration is 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you start out drinking 50 ounces of water daily. But if you're exercising heavily, you'll need to increase that. Or if you're in a humid area and you're perspiring lots due to the humidity, then you will need to increase that as well. And since when you're working out heavily, you can lose up to a quart in an hour, adjust your water intake to offset what you think you might be losing, so that you do not get dehydrated, because many times dehydration masks itself as hunger. So it's really important to make sure you're staying well hydrated. So the last thing that I have found in all of my studies over the last 15 to 20 years has been 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. It does a multitude of things. I like to say it does a multitude of system resets while you're sleeping. It stores your memories, clears out toxins. It repairs muscles and tissues. It and various stages of sleep do various different things. So it's really important to get that good quality sleep. With that being said, I'm always looking for additional information to share with you that will help support that TR90 lifestyle, because it is a lifestyle change. It's not something you do once and you never think about it or do it again. It is a lifestyle change to really set yourself up for making positive life changes and moving forward to stay good and healthy. Today's information is coming from a book that is called Eat to Live by Joel, J-O-E-L, Furman, F-U-H-R-M-A-N, M-D. And I'm sharing some main dish recipes with you because I find that if I eat the same thing over and over and over again, my taste buds get bored and I want something new and different. And so thinking that you might also... here are some additional main dish recipes you might want to consider to add to your repertoire of recipes that you like to do once you've really got the TR90 program under control and you're heading in the direction you want to be. So our first recipe is simple bean burgers. This serves 6 people. Take 1/4 cup of raw sunflower seeds. 2 cups cooked or canned red or pink beans, no salt or low sodium, drained and rinsed. Personally, I like to soak mine overnight, cook them in a pressure cooker, and then drain them, but that's me. 1/2 cup of minced onion, 2 tablespoons of low-sodium ketchup, 1 tablespoon of wheat germ or old-fashioned rolled oats, and 1/2 teaspoon of chili powder. So you're going to start out, you're going to preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit, lightly oil a baking sheet with a little olive oil on a paper towel. Chop the sunflower seeds in a food processor or with a hand chopper. Mash the beans in a food processor or with a potato masher. Mix with the sunflower seeds. Mix in the remaining ingredients, which will be your onion, your ketchup, your rolled oats or wheat germ, and your chili powder. And then form them into 6 patties. Place the patties on the baking sheet and bake for 25 minutes. Remove from the oven and let cool slightly until you can pick up each patty and compress it firmly with your hands to reform the burger. Return the patties to the baking sheet, bottom side up, so you flip them over, and bake for another 10 minutes. So as I said, that creates 6 servings, and it sounds like you could probably do this in advance and then probably freeze those and pull them out as needed if you're a single or a 2-person household. The next recipe is the spinach and Brussels sprouts marinara. This serves 4. You take 1 pound of Brussels sprouts, 14 ounces of baby spinach, 1/4 cup of water, 4 cloves of garlic that have been minced. Personally, I'd use a microplane and just grate them on the microplane. 1 small onion that's chopped, 1 14.5-ounce can of no or low salt added tomatoes, 1 teaspoon of Dr. Furman's veggie zest or other no-salt seasoning. So you're going to steam your Brussels sprouts and spinach for 8 minutes or until the Brussels sprouts are almost tender. Meanwhile, heat the water in a large pan and water saute the garlic and onion until the onion is tender, which is about 5 minutes. Add the Brussels sprouts and the spinach and the chopped tomatoes and the veggie zest and simmer for 10 minutes. And so that becomes your marinara that you put over your pasta, whether it is a veggie pasta or if it's a pasta. Your next recipe is a Thai vegetable curry. This serves 8. has a lot of ingredients. 4 cloves of garlic, finely chopped, 2 tablespoons of finely chopped fresh ginger, 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh mint, 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh basil, 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh cilantro, 2 cups of carrot juice, 1 medium red bell pepper seeded and thinly sliced, 1 large eggplant peeled if desired and cut into 1-inch cubes, 2 cups of green beans cut into 2-inch pieces, 3 cups of sliced shiitake mushrooms, sounds like those are fresh, 1 8-ounce can of bamboo shoots that have been drained, 2 tablespoons of Dr. Furman's veggie zest or other no salt seasoning, 1/2 teaspoon of curry powder, 2 cups of watercress leaves divided, 3 tablespoons of unsalted natural chunky peanut butter, 2 pounds of firm tofu cut into 1/4-inch thick slices, 1/2 cup of light coconut milk, 1/2 cup of raw cashews chopped fresh mint, basil, or cilantro leaves for garnish, which is optional. So to start out, you're going to place the garlic, the ginger, the mint, the basil, and the cilantro, carrot juice, red bell pepper, eggplant, green beans, mushrooms, and bamboo shoots, veggie zest, and the curry powder, and 1 cup of the watercress in a wok or a large skillet. You're going to bring to a boil, cover, and simmer, stirring occasionally until all of the vegetables are tender. Mix in your peanut butter. Add the tofu, bring to a simmer, toss until hot, add the coconut milk, and heat through. Top with the remaining 1 cup of watercress and cashews. Garnish with mint, basil, or cilantro leaves if desired. Note that this can be served over brown rice or quinoa. Frozen vegetables may be used instead of the fresh if that's something that you desire to do. And tomorrow we'll have Frank back up, and on Friday I'll probably be finishing up the last of the main dishes. We'll be taking a look at the vegetable bean burrito and a vegetable omelet to add to your repertoire of recipes to take a look at and tantalize your taste buds. This is Susan Mann for March 27th, 2024, signing out. I welcome any thoughts or comments. At the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business, if that's something that you're interested in. Thrilled to have you with us. And if you're one of my shy people and don't like to speak out, you can definitely send me a text to 503-502-4863 and make it a great day. So there we have it, my friends, some recipes for bean burgers, Thai vegetable curry, and spinach and Brussels sprout marinara. So hopefully those will spark your taste buds, get more veggies into your diet, which is Furman likes nutrient-dense foods, which is why he really goes for lots of fruits and vegetables. If there's no other thoughts or comments, I'm going to let us all go. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here when Frank is up, and I'll see you on Friday.